Well, welcome and good morning. It is the Prayer Closet. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. The number to call to make your prayer requests known. If you have a need today, if you have a concern, a burden, something weighing down on you, let us pray for you today. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs, and it's my joy to be with you today to pray for you. So don't let this opportunity get by. It's not just me praying for you as well. It's, you know, our listeners join in. They pray together. And they join along in that prayer. They join along in praying with us and praying together. And so you could have hundreds of people praying for you today, thousands of people praying for you today. So don't miss that opportunity. Remember that we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't need to worry about that. Just let us know what your needs are today, and we'll pray for you. Lord, we do thank you this day for this opportunity we have to come and seek you in prayer, knowing that you are our good and gracious Father who loves us and cares for us and is ready to meet our every need. And Lord, we thank you because you are the anchor of hope for our souls, that because of you, we can have hope in every situation, because we can come to you, and because we can bring every need and concern and burden and care, we have hope in every situation. So we thank you, we glorify you, we exalt you this day, because indeed you are worthy to be glorified, worthy to be praised. We thank you, we praise you, we celebrate you today. Pray this in your name. Amen. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God to begin. Get our hearts just set and focused for prayer. We've kind of just been doing a little potpourri this week. Next week, we'll have a Christmas theme as we head into Christmas. But this week, we've just been kind of bouncing around a little bit. And I want to jump off something we talked about earlier. We kind of talked about this a little bit this week. If there's any theme at all throughout this week, this might be it. Because we know that during the holiday season, you know, it can be a wonderful time. A time filled with lots of joy and happiness. It can also be a time filled with a lot of despair for many people. It's one of those seasons that it's like, sometimes people feel like they have to be happy, you know? And when they're not, they, you know, it almost exacerbates the problem. And sometimes we get unrealistic expectations in our head. You know, we think it's going to be like the Hallmark Christmas movies, you know, where everything's perfect and it's always nice and wonderful. You know, and that's all make-believe stuff. Vibes are messy. And so the holidays can be a difficult time for some people. Just last night, we went to my daughter's recital at her school. You know, she's in pre-K. So it's fun. It's all the little kids up there singing and having a good time. And it was wonderful. And it was just a beautiful night, you know, pretty in the church. And we're all sitting there and listening to the kids sing. They're all dressed up and singing songs about Jesus and about Christmas. And they read the Christmas story out of Luke and like Linus, you know. Went home, watched Charlie Brown Christmas. Got to see Linus share the Christmas story. That's always fun. But it was also a challenge because one of my kids was very upset, not in a good mood, sharing that bad mood with everybody else. So it was one of those days where there was lots of joy and lots of stress all at the same time. And I think that kind of encapsulates the Christmas season, right? I mean, there's stuff that's wonderful and it's great and it's joyful. And then there's just stuff that drives you nuts. And that's kind of what it is. And during this time, sometimes the stuff that drives us nuts can overwhelm the good stuff. For other times, maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe it's your first holiday or first Christmas without someone special. Maybe you've gone through a breakup or a divorce. Then it's your first holiday alone. I mean, there's many things that can impact us and really affect how we live through the season. And then there's less sunshine, you know, and they say that affects people. We don't get enough vitamin D, and so it affects people's moods and makes people more sad and all kinds of things. And so we see a time of year that is both joyful but also can be despairing, which is why we see a rise in suicides and depression during this time of year, sadly. And then earlier today, we talked to Dr. Mark Hirsch from the Ohio Department of Health and the Wake Up Call Morning Show, and talking about increase. Since 2007, there's been a 45% increase in suicides among all Ohioans and 56% increase among youth aged 10 to 24. Very sobering statistics. Very sad statistics. Because as Dr. Hirsch marked out and pointed out, those are all lives. Those are all human beings. They're not just numbers. Those are people and family members, but they're also an indication, and we talked about this a little earlier this week, that people are growing in despair. And this is, I think, the thing that is most disturbing. We can all get down at times. We can all have bad days and even bad periods of life, go through rough years, rough times. We can face holidays and celebrations that are harder than others for different reasons. These are part of life. There are going to be good times and there are going to be hard times. They're going to be joyful times and they're going to be sad times. This is the natural ebb and flow of life. What I think has happened, though, for many people is that they have lost any kind of anchor to their soul. And so when the winds come and the waves come, and, you know, if a boat's anchored, you know, it'll tossed about a little bit, but it'll stay pretty much where it's supposed to be. But if that boat isn't anchored, it gets just thrown about, crashed into the shore, into the rocks, into wherever. It can be capsized and destroyed. And suddenly the normal just ebbs and flows and storms of life become very dangerous. Without that anchor, people move from feeling depressed, maybe feeling down, having the holiday blues, to despair. And to me, despair is, it is a move beyond just being depressed. I say just being depressed, obviously that's not a good thing, but it's beyond, you know, just feeling bad, having the holiday blues, even struggling with depression. When we get to the point of despair, that's where people reach the point where they believe there is no hope. Nothing's going to get better. And they just want things to end. In Hebrews chapter 6, it says this. In verse 17, it says, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what he had promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us in Jesus Christ may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. We have this hope as an anchor for our soul. Without God, we have no hope. Without God, despair is always lurking around the corner. Without God, feeling down, having blues, becoming depressed, slide ever more readily into despair because we have no anchor, no hope to pull us back. Look, Christians can become depressed. Christians can feel down. Christians can struggle. But we have a hope, right? We have a hope in Christ that anchors our soul. And I believe for Christians, it's not that we don't go through these things, but because we have this hope, it keeps us. It keeps us from sliding all the way down into despair because that anchor holds us fast and tells us that there is hope, that God does love us. He does see us. He is going to lead us through this. We will make it through. It may not be easy. It may not be as quick as we want it to be, but God is not going to abandon us. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He will take care of us, and we will see victory in it. And it protects us from despair, that anchor for our soul. We were talking with, as I mentioned before, Dr. Hurst, and we asked him, you know, the role of churches. And he said, you know, he pointed out that people who go to church are five times less likely to commit suicide than people who don't. That there's a marked decrease, a dramatic decrease in suicides among people who are regular churchgoers, once a week or more. I mean, people who are regular, not, you know, the people show up Christmas and Easter, but people who are regular churchgoers, involved and connected to a community of faith, have far, far lower rates of suicide than those who do not. Why? Because they have an anchor for their soul that protects us even in the times of difficulty, even in the times of trial, even the times we might be struggling with depression. God protects us from despair. Jesus is the hope that is the anchor for our soul. If you're struggling out there, if you're going through that season of life where it's hard for whatever reason, let Jesus be the anchor to your soul. Let the hope of the gospel be the anchor for your soul. The promise that God will eventually make all things right. It will all be okay. That's what God tells us. It doesn't tell us that we'll never have troubles or trials, but it does tell us that in the end, it will all be okay. It'll be all right. It's going to be just fine. It's going to be better than that. That's our hope, that in Christ we have victory in all things, even over death, that we have an eternal life, that we're living before him right now, and will one day live in his immediate presence, that one day there will be no more mourning or crying or sorrow or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away, and we will delight in the presence of God forever. This is our hope. It is the anchor of our soul. Let's cling to it today and feel that hope renew us and refresh us. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you Monday on the Prayer Closet. God bless.